Welcome back to the Wise Up Rise Up podcast. Thank you so much for clicking on this video. In today's episode, we are going to talk about situationships. I want to talk about this because y'all, I don't know if it's this era or what the fuck it is, but a lot of people are in situationships. And I've even found myself kind of like being led into a situationship. And that's why I kind of like want to talk about it, because I'm just like, I don't like to talk about shit that A, I have not experienced, right? Because I feel like I'm just talking outside of my ass if I have not really experienced it. And B, that's just not how I am. Like, I don't like to talk about shit that I have not experienced. So I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are experiencing situationships. So that's why I want to touch base and talk about it. So y'all already know what it is. We gonna get into it and we gonna talk about situationships. So I found myself, you know, talking to somebody and I'm like, I thought they really liked me. Like, I thought this person like wanted to meet my mom, like, you know, like was just so getting so close to me, helping me do things around my house. And like, I found myself really letting my guard down with this person because I thought, okay, the way, like, I'm a person that I believe more on actions than words. And like, we didn't really make it official to say anything like, hey, we're dating, this, this, that, and the third. But the way this person's actions was, is like, okay, cool. Like, bet they're making it seem like we're like in a relationship. Like, they wanted to be at my house all the time, like we were talking every day. There was nothing really set in stone to say that, okay, hey, we were in a relationship, but yet the way this person's action was, we were talking every day. Like, everything was indicating like, okay, yeah, we're in a freaking relationship, you know. So then when people started to realize that, hey, like, is this person like your man? Like, I didn't even fucking know. You know what I'm trying to say? Because at the end of the day, the way we were acting is like, yeah, we were in a relationship, but nothing was really set in stone by saying, hey, yeah, like, we're gonna be committed to each other. But the way our actions was, it was like, okay, cool, we're like in a relationship. So when I came to my senses and, you know, my brother-in-law was kind of like, hey, you need to figure out what the fuck is going on between y'all, because y'all be acting like y'all in a freaking hold on relationship. So when I kind of like brought it to this person's attention, and it was like, okay, cool, like, what are we, you know? And the second I realized, the second that you have to fucking question what the fuck y'all are, I feel like that should be the red flag right then and there. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you have to question what you guys are because that person is not, you know, communicating with their words on saying, hey, this is what we are, and it's kind of like go with the flow thing. Nah, bitch. There ain't no motherfucking go with the flow. Because once you go with the flow, that person's basically saying to you, like, they want to open relationship. You know what I mean? They want to be able to taste other people's, you know, options, and then have you there on the sideline. Like, nah, like, if you respect yourself, if you love yourself, if you value yourself, you ain't no motherfucking person's option. You feel me? You're the main fucking course. Like, you're in the main course and there ain't no other side dishes. That's how I look at it. Like, nah, I'm not gonna be on the sideline as if I'm another option. So when I realized what this person was saying to me, I had to say to myself, is that how I see myself? Is that how I value myself? That I'm gonna be on the sideline to wait and see, you know, if this person's ready to choose me? Nah, like, if that be the case, then let that person go. You know, they always say, if you really love someone, if you really care for somebody, you're gonna let them go. And if it, let them go find themselves. And if it's meant to be, God will align you guys back in divine timing. So when you learn to love yourself, when you learn to value yourself, you find the power of detachment. And this is a something that a lot of people out there struggle with, is the power of detaching. So you see, the ego, you know what I mean, creates this story inside of your head about this person and how life should be and how this person should be. And when they don't fit those standards, right, of that story you created, it's like you do everything possible to hold on to that person. But like, not everybody is meant to like be that person that you created. Everybody's entitled to free will. Everybody's entitled to feel how they want to feel and be who they want to be. And it's up to you to learn that and accept that. And, you know, if you truly care about somebody, it's like you putting your feelings aside to say, you know what? Hey, I respect that's who you are. I respect that that's what you want. I respect that, you know, that's where you're heading in your life right now. So I'm gonna let you go because I care about you. You know what I mean? But a lot of people can't do that because, again, because of their ego, because of that story they create inside of their head. So when I was able to learn the power of detachment, I was able to put my feelings first, to understand my value, understand what I'm looking for, and respect the other person to say, hey, maybe that's not what they're looking for. And that's how you're able to get yourself out of fucking situationship. You know what I'm saying? To realize that, all right, cool. Say no more. That's how you are, but that's not how I am. You know, that's what you want, but that's not what I want. And get yourself out of that shit, because it's like when you're stuck in that limbo of, hey, this is where that person's at and this is where I'm at, and you try to persuade it, you try to pursue it, and you keep trying and trying and trying and trying and trying, you'll see many years keep going by where you're just like, fuck, I'm still in this situationship with it, because this person is not changing this and how you want to mold them into be. They're just not gonna be that, right? There's a lot of people who struggle with, you know, their emotions and being able to be emotionally available. And those are the people that are, you know, are usually tagging you along in situationships. They cannot be emotionally available for you. You're emotionally available, but they're not. And it's like, you're not coming to terms of understanding that this person's just, you know, they have their own childhood trauma that molded them into that person to be where they cannot be emotionally available. They cannot be in a relationship. It's easier for them to lock their feelings off so that they don't have to be emotionally available to find themselves to ever get hurt. And that's not on you to fix them. That's not on you to love them so much that they want to change or that they change. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to understand that that's just not for you, and respect that and release them and let them go and understand that sometimes they not going to want to let you go. They're not going to want to let go that good energy, because you are what they don't have. You are what they are not. So it's easier for them to hold on to something that they are not, or hold on to something that they don't have within inside themselves. So that allows them and enables them that they don't have to change, that they can literally just feed off of you and your good energy and your good love and your good that you have within inside yourself, right? They'll just feed off of it. And this is why they motherfucking keep you around. This is why they don't want to let you go, right? They're not going to want to let you go, because why would they? That because then they wouldn't have to change. They would not have to work on themselves, because they could just feed off of it on you, right? And this is why they'll have you around. But you have to understand, right, that you cannot change somebody, right? Somebody cannot change if they don't want to change, right? This is why your absence, right, and you taking yourself out of that situationship and you putting yourself into, you know, a situation where you show yourself that love, you show yourself that care, you elevate yourself, you work on yourself, you will then attract something even better. You get what I'm trying to say? Because you're vibrating and you're becoming that person that you want from somebody else. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I'm telling y'all right now, the best thing that you can do if you find yourself in a situationship is understanding to stand in the facts that that person won't change. That person is who they are, and it's not up to you to change them. And it's not up to you to wait around to see if they're going to change. You have to understand that that person is not going to want you to leave, because at the end of the day, like I said, they're going to leech off of everything that you have that they don't embody with inside themselves. But you're not there to be that person. You know what I'm trying to say? You have to know your value, know your worth, and love yourself enough to understand that you deserve better. And understand that they're gonna tell you whatever they need to tell you in order for you to stay, so that they can keep feeding off of that good energy that you provide, right? So the best thing you can do if you find yourself in a situationship is stop, analyze the situation, stand in the facts and understanding who this person is, stand in facts and understanding all what you have to offer, and understand that it's not your job to change them. It's not your job to stay and wait for them to change. It is your job to understand who you are, understand what you bring to the table, understand how to give yourself everything that you desire and you want and more from that other person to yourself, so that nobody can come inside of your life and steal your power over your mind, over your emotions, and over your joy, right? Because once you allow that person to have so much access over you, over your mind, your emotions, to allow them to take control of your happiness, meaning that if they're not with you, then you're not happy. Meaning that if you don't have them inside of your life, then you're not fulfilled. That means they have power and control over you. Ain't no motherfucking person on this earth should have that much power and control over your mind or your emotions. So what you need to do is hone in to understanding what you're feeling, and understanding how you can gain back power over your mind and your emotions to not allow this person to have that much power over you, that if you do detach from them, you understand that it's for the embetterment of yourself. You understand that it's to value yourself, to understand that you will attract better once you embody and become that person, who that person is, who you wanted them to be. You need to become that for yourself. You need to love yourself enough to understand that, hey, you're not going to wait around for nobody to change. You're going to become that change, right? And that's what I did in my situation, as me finding myself being in a situationship, is to turn around and say, no, thank you. I deserve better. I deserve the world. I am a queen. I'm a goddess. I know my value. I'm not going to sit around. And a lot of times that other person doesn't know their value, doesn't know their worth. That's why they're able to just be so nonchalant, and they know they can't give you what you deserve and what you desire and you want. But at the end of the day, somebody's going to keep taking and taking and taking and taking and taking if you lie over and you allow them to. But you see, when you know your value, you know your worth, and you step aside, they'll start seeing that, shit, I can't keep taking from this person no more, right? And you'll see them fall back so easily, because at the end of the day, they didn't really want you. They just wanted access to you, right? And I'm telling you that based off of experience. And then that person will totally be okay if, like, y'all ain't even together, because they were not as emotionally involved as you were. And I know it's easier said than done, but trust me, it will be worth it. You'll save yourself a lot of time, a lot of energy. Especially, I've heard stories and I've seen people that are like 2-year, 3-year, you know, situationships. And it's sad. Like, I even seen a situation of this girl, you know, she liked my friend so much. Like, this is my friend, you know what I mean? And like, I thought they were in a fucking relationship. And then my friend turns around and be like, no. Like, we are not in a relationship. And this girl is like, she is so blindsided. Like, she's talking like, oh my God, like, he does this for me, he does that for me. Like, as if they're in a fucking relationship. And my friend turns around and be like, nah, we ain't in no relationship. I don't love her like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's just there. And can't, like, you know what I'm trying to say? How fucked up that is? Like, like, this girl full on thinks like, because of the things that he does, they're like in a relationship, but they like, nah, he out here fucking other girls. You know what I'm saying? And then she's probably caught up thinking like, there's hope. There's something that's going to happen eventually. Meanwhile, he's not emotionally involved like that. When a man is not emotionally involved in you like that, you need to see that shit for what it is. And you need to say to yourself, like, no matter what the fuck he does for you, if he ain't emotionally involved in you, there's not going to be no long term for y'all. You know what I'm trying to say? You got to love yourself and value yourself enough to say, all right, cool. I'm not going to keep being emotionally involved into somebody that I see is not emotionally involved into me, because I know it's not going to go nowhere, right? But you, a lot of people don't see their value, and a lot of people don't see their worth, and this is why they end up being in such long-term, you know, situationships. Well, I'm here to tell you, based off of experience, I woke the fuck up. I seen what it was for what it is, and I knew my value, knew my worth, and I walked away from it. And so should you. If you're listening to this, and you know, you don't know what, like, what it is. Are you in a relationship? Are you not in a relationship? Like, if you have to question that, get yourself out of that fucking shit right now. Listen to this podcast. If you're listening to this, it's for a reason. Know your value, know your worth, and level up to wise up and rise up from the situation. And you know what I mean? Become stronger and wiser to get yourself out of that situation so you can attract the right person inside of your life instead of being stagnant with the wrong person. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I love y'all. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast. Make sure you're, you know, liking this episode. If you're new to my you know, podcast, make sure you're subscribing to it. Make sure y'all, you are tuning into my YouTube channel, Tracy Ann Gobin. Make sure you're checking out my TikTok channel. Y'all, thank you so much for supporting me. Stay tuned, y'all, for more amazing episodes to wise up and rise up inside of y'all life. Thank you so much for listening. Catch y'all again on another episode.